Okay, morning. Today's daf is daf tei. We're back on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. The discussion we're in the middle of is a machlokus between Hananya and the Chachamim. Chachamim happens to also be Rabbi Yehuda. We'll go either way with that one. But the machlokus is whether or not we're choshesh lezerav or we're not choshesh lezerav. Meaning, obviously to produce a child, so it needs a mother and a father. Good. Even when that's the case, the father is legally regarded or not legally regarded. We're speaking strictly right now in the context of animals and the animal kingdom, and it bears on a lot of halachas. There are going to be a lot of practical nafkaminas whether or not we regard the father. We do not regard the father. We're talking about it right now in the context of Osa Vesbeno. We'll start off with a really easy question, which the Gemara is grappling with, which is there an Isra of Osa Vesbeno between father and its offspring, right? The Torah says that you're not allowed to shecht a parent and its offspring on the same day. Osa Vesbeno lo sishchetu b'yamechad. You can't shecht them on the same day. So good, so I know the mother and the child, I know they're connected. I know it's parent and then offspring. What about father and child? So the Gemara yesterday says that's a machlokes between Hananya and the Chachamim. Whether or not we regard the father, we don't regard the father. Hananya says we do. If you recall from the end of yesterday's daf, we discussed that according to Hananya, he focuses on the word oso. Oso v'esbeno. Oso is male. It's the Lashon Zachar. It, meaning not it, according to Hananya, him and its offspring, you know, it's a shecht on the same day. How do we know the mother? So the mother, the Gemara says that from that we learn from the word beno. Beno means its child, possessive. Now, who does the child usually hang out with? It usually hangs out with the mother. So from Hananya's perspective, dad's input is legally significant, mom's input is legally significant. Therefore, according to Hananya, you cannot shecht the child with either its mother or its father on the same day. That's the shita of the Chachamim. I'm sorry, of Hananya and Rav Yehuda slash the Chachamim disagree. They say no, that it's only the mother that's considered in terms of parent-offspring relationship, but the father's not considered. What do you do with the pasuk oso v'esbeno? So the Gemara explained yesterday that oso simply means that there's one parent, one legally significant parent. Oso means one, meaning I know it's b'lashon zachar, but the area where you need to focus on, says the Chachamim, is that it's just one. So now choose, mother or father. So the Gemara says to that, Beno. Beno is going to help us decide. Not only is Beno going to help us decide, but if you remember from yesterday's daf, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen is going to also help us decide. Right? Because in the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen, we know it's the mother and the egg, mother and its chickling, right? The Torah uses the word aim. We know it's talking about the mother. Here also, if we have to decide who's quote-unquote the parent, so the parent is going to be the mother. Okay.
Why shouldn't it say
bena? It should. In other words, grammatically speaking, it should say osa, that's bena, 100%. It's difficult.
So it has to be feminine in both of them. I mean, it has to be also.
Agreed. That becomes difficult. That becomes problematic for the Shita of the Chachamim. Okay. All right. We then went through. Let's start again from the top of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya Amar Shmuel. Okay, good. So now it takes us to the next step. Now that we know if we have a machlokes, so who do we follow? So the Gemara quotes the name of Shmuel Hilchasa Kechananya. So he says the halacha is like Hananya. V'az Shmuel Tami did non Rabbi Yehuda Amar Hanoldim in Asus Af Pishavim Chamor Mutar Mze Bezeh. Aval Noldim in a Chamor Im Hanoldim in Asus Asurin. This is a Mishnah in Kalayim, and this deals with mules. How do you handle your mules? Right now, what's the problem with mules? Mules are a cross. Mules are produced from a cross between a donkey and a horse. Okay? Now, we know that in the Torah, you're not allowed to connect. There's a better word. You're not allowed to yoke them together. It's a better word. Okay, so you're not allowed to yoke them together. So the Mishnah over here says that if you have a mule, now a mule can either come from dad being a donkey and mom being a horse, or dad being a horse, mom being a donkey. So what the Mishnah in Kalayim says is you got to match them. You got to match them. The mule's got to be a match, meaning it's got to be donkey, horse, mule, meaning when I say, whatever I say first is a father. Okay, let's just to make it easy. So it's got to be donkey, horse, connected with donkey, horse. It can't be donkey-horse connected with horse-donkey. They're two different species, said the Mishnah in Kalayim. So, and on that Mishnah in Kalayim, so the Gemara quotes the name of Shmuel, that's Rav Yehuda, meaning who's not worried about Zera'av, meaning it's just mother. So now you understand, if it's just mother, so this mule really is whatever its mother is. So if this mule's mother is a donkey, this is a donkey in the form of a mule. If this mule's mother is a horse, this mule's a horse. Right. So now I can't yoke them together because they're two different animals. And the Chachamim say, no, a mule is a mule. Once you get to that creation of horse and donkey, now it is simply a mule. That's what it is. It has a new identity to it. So, and now the Gemara takes us one step further. Meaning, do you understand the Chachamim? The Gemara says, sure I do. The Chachamim is the position of Chananya. Chananya says, we are concerned, not concerned. I know, I told you yesterday, the language is misleading. Choshesh means like we're worried about it. It's more than just worried about it. We take into account that which the father provides. So in other words, the father provides seed, so the father's also included. So from Chananya's standpoint, which now is a Chachamim standpoint, you understand, a mule is a mule. Doesn't matter whether mom is a horse and dad's a donkey or vice versa. Whatever it produces is a mule. It's 50% of both, and it doesn't matter which is providing which input. Okay. One species. Good. This is exactly the point we got it to yesterday. The Gemara now is going to continue. So the Gemara says, now, okay, fine. Now I'm going to ask you the following question. Look. Here's what I know for sure. Rav Yehuda says you gotta match your mules up. It's gotta be horse donkey to horse donkey. It cannot be horse donkey to donkey horse, right? And our explanation, Rav Yehuda, is well, look at the mother. The mother is significant. The father is insignificant. Is Rav Yehuda saying that as a definitive statement? Is he saying in absolute terms, I don't care about the father. I just don't care. Is he saying in absolute terms, or is Rav Yehuda hedging? Meaning, I'm not sure if we care about the father if we don't. So in the world of Kalayim, when I'm asking the question, what is this mule? So I'm going to be cautious. Meaning, because maybe the father is halachically, is legally nothing. And so therefore, each mule is only what its mother is. On the other hand, maybe the father is significant. So the Gemara says, "Lamai nafkamina lemishbe priyama aim." So the Gemara says, "Well, look, we can ask the question this way. Let's say we have a mule, okay, and let's call this mule horse donkey. Again, horse being the father, donkey being the mother. Can I yoke this mule with a donkey? Right? Again, let me do that again. I have a mule." The mule is a combination of a horse and a donkey. So mom is a donkey. Okay, so this... No, let him... Huh? Here it says a horse. It could go either way. I have in my notes, mother's a donkey. Does it have to be? It doesn't have to be that way. Okay, it could be the other way. It could go either way. Okay, again, I'll just do it the way I have it. I have it not noted in my Gemara. Mom is a donkey.
Is the mother Jewish?
Went through a conversion. Mom is a donkey. Dad's a horse. Okay? So now you have a mule. If we're not worried about Zera'av, so now that means that this animal is a donkey. Now, can I yoke this animal with not another mule, but just flat out a donkey? So if what Rav Yehuda is saying is fundamentally, I do not care about the father, so then what you're looking at over here is not a mule. It's really a donkey. It just took on the form of a mule, but it's really a donkey. If, however, no, it's a suffolk, so it could very well be now that we're not dealing really with a mule, we're dealing with really a horse donkey. Okay, so the Gemara says, my mishap shita le priyama aim shari. So if what Rav Yehuda is saying is categorically, we just don't care about the father, so then I understand. But But if it's not that he's saying it fundamentally, if he's just simply saying, look, I don't know, I'm going to play both sides of the question. So then you understand. So then I can't saddle a mule together with a donkey because the mule may be part horse. So my Tashma, the Gemara says, let's try to learn it from here. Rav Yehuda Amar Kol Anoldim and Asus Afapi Shavim Chamor Mutarim Zebezem. So if I have something that is born from a horse, meaning again, we're now in the world of mules. So Noldim and Asus. So that means mom was a horse. Afapi Shavim Chamor Mutarim Zebezem. Even though their father is a donkey, but that's mutter. Hechidami. Now, that is a statement made by Rabbi Yehuda. Now look, I have two mules. Okay? If they really are the same, meaning the one's father's a donkey and the other one's father's a donkey, so it's the same. And I need a Mishnah now to tell me it's okay, you could yoke the two of them together. What do I need that for? So the Gemara says that the father of this one's a horse and the father of this one is a chamor. It must be that the case is, in other words, remember, we're looking for a chiddush. So the case must be that it's a horse, it's a mule, horse, donkey, right? That we're yoking together with a mule, donkey, horse. Oh, that's a chiddush. So the Gemara says, no, I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, so what do you see over here? You see that he's saying it from a fundamental standpoint. Okay. So the Gemara says, no, we're going to go back to what we said earlier, which is that both mules are exactly identical, meaning identical match of father and mother, right? Both of the fathers is a donkey. Both of their mothers is a horse. And then your question was, really, you need to tell me that? And the Gemara says, yeah, that even that's a chiddush. Because look, even though they're absolutely identical, but when I yoke them together, I'm looking at this mule. You could make the argument. The Gemara is saying the chiddush is we're not, but you could make the argument, I don't know which half is which. Right? In other words, I know it's 50% horse donkey. I know this is 50% horse donkey, but you know when you put the battery in, you don't know if you're matching the positive to the positive and the negative to the negative. So here also, it could be that you're matching the part horse with the part donkey, and you could be crossing from that perspective. And the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is that if it's horse donkey, and I yoke them together, it matches, it aligns. The horse is plowing with the horse and the donkey is plowing with the donkey. If you can understand all this. Granted, all this sounds a little bit funny as I'm now thinking about it more. Tashma. Rav Yehuda Omer, again, let's just make sure that we understand. The question on the table is like this. Look, for Hananya's standpoint, we get it. Father counts. Okay? So, in other words, to make an offspring, I need both a father and a mother. And halachically speaking, I look at both the father and the mother. That's the opinion of the Hananya. That part we get. Here's the question on the table, Rev Yehuda. Rev Yehuda, who doesn't agree with Hananya, is he definitively not agreeing with Hananya? Is he just looking at the mother and totally ignoring the father? Or maybe no. Maybe he has a suffix. He doesn't know whether or not to regard the father halachically. Tashma Rev Yehuda, my pretty shetava, in Ravina lalo susvalo chamor elamina. Okay, a parade. You have a mule, back to her mule, and she needs a mate. Okay, it's mating season, and she needs a mate. So who are you going to mate her with? So you can't get a horse, can't get a donkey, right? That's kilayim, you're crossing. Ela mina. So you got to get a male mule, and you got to mate her with a male mule. Ia mart mishap shitele lirva la mina di ima. Delo yadina. So, I'm sorry, lir valei minad ima. So the Gemara says, so I don't understand. This is Rabbi Yehuda, okay? If Rabbi Yehuda is absolutely sure that we could disregard the father, so this mule, let's just say for argument's sake, this mule is a horse, father, donkey, mother. So you can have a donkey have relations with her. Meaning, because this mule is fundamentally a donkey. So, why didn't Rav Yehuda just simply say, whatever the mother of this is its type, is its species? So if this mule is horse donkey, so you can have a donkey, have relations with her. That would be fine. So why didn't Rav Yehuda say that? So the Gemara says, "De lo yadinan mina di ima mainihu." So the Gemara suggests, well, maybe this is a mule which we totally lost its history. Right? We lost it. We lost its birth certificate. We don't know whether the mom was a horse or the mom was a donkey. Okay, we lost the paperwork. Veha ela minakitani. So the Gemara says, yeah, but if you go back to the Mishnah says mina, meaning that if you're going to mate it, you have to mate it with its own type. So the Gemara says, that's exactly what the Bryce is saying. We don't know. We don't know what its type is. Now, again, you need a farmer, really, to sit here and explain this Gemara to you. Okay, but the Gemara says there are simanim. There are telltale signs to know if this mule is horse-donkey or donkey-horse. And the telltale signs are, the Amar Abaye Ave Kale, if the voice of this mule is...
Agreed.
If it has a thick voice, a really deep, harsh voice, so bar chamra. So now you know that its mother was a donkey. Tsinif kale, if it has a clear voice, bar susa. So then you know that mom was a horse. V'amra papa ravavan udne vizutre gunufte, long ears, short tail, bar chamra. Mom's a donkey. Zutran udne viraba gunuvte, short ears, large tail, long tail, barsusi, you know that mom is a horse. So the Gemara says, so we're back to our mule who needed a mate, right? Looking for a mate. Oh, perfect timing. Yeah, the mule who's looking for a mate. So now the Gemara says, look, I don't understand what the issue is. If Rav Yehuda categorically feels that the father is just simply disregarded, and all we care about is what its mother is, so why don't we just line it up? Why don't we just mate it with what its mother's type? If mom is a donkey, so mate it with a donkey. And what was your argument? Well, we don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Look at it. I just gave you telltale signs to know how to identify whether mom is a donkey or mom is a horse. So the Gemara says, well, maybe... I know this is a big maybe, but maybe we're talking about a mule that's unable to speak, so we don't got the, we can't, there's no voice recognition, and vigidemis, and its ears and its tail is cut off, so we don't have those features as well to recognize. Now, you understand, that's a difficult shot in the Mishnah. Hard to imagine that that's the case that the Mishnah is talking about, but again, when the Gemara argues and debates, it sometimes takes these defensive positions, which are highly unlikely, but just show you that the Mishnah cannot be categorically proven that we're talking about, that we have to be talking about such an animal. My Haviala. So now it's after the Gemara discusses, the Gemara says, okay, can we come to now a conclusion? Wow. Right? Tashma da'am Ravuna b'reder Rav Yeshua ha'komodim b'priya ma'em sha'asar. So the Gemara says, Priya Ma'im is Asr, meaning, I have a mule. I know what mom is, I know what dad is. So let's say mom is a donkey. Okay? You cannot mate this animal with a donkey. You cannot yoke it together with a donkey. Priyim Ha'im Asr. By the way, it took me a while to figure this out. It doesn't mean with mother. It means with a species that's like mother. Right? I know. Took me a while. But the point is, however, is that Priya Ma'im is Aser. And why is Priya Ma'im Aser? Choshesh in Lazerav, because we don't know. We don't know whether or not we should regard the father, we shouldn't regard the father. And so therefore, we're going to, on the side of caution, simply say, you can't. You can't yoke a mule with its mother's type. You can't mate a mule with its mother's type. Why not? Because we're not sure whether or not maybe the father should or maybe the father should not be regarded. Shma minah. So the Gemara says that's the conclusion.
Since Kilaim is a Midoraita, that's the whole point.
Correct. It's two things. It's Kilaim being a Doraisa, and we don't know. So because we don't know, if we would know, So then we'd be fine. Then we could make the animal with its mother's type. If we categorically do not look at the father, but the Gemara says no, that's not the case. The case is that as a conclusion, I know it's a funny conclusion, but as a conclusion, we don't know. So Fuki Misafke, we are in doubt whether or not we regard the father. We do not regard the father. Amarle, just wait a little bit more. Amarle Abba Lishame. Rabbi Abba says to his attendant, look, you want to harness my mules to the cart, so just make sure you check the following. Make sure they're a match. I mean, meaning you're hitching mules to the cart. The mules have to be a match. What does that mean, a match? Just like what we discussed. You need to have the same parent type, meaning horse donkey to horse donkey, not horse donkey to donkey horse. The Ayula, I'm a cassava.
He's looking at the phenotype. He's like looking at the, isn't he saying look at what they look like as opposed to the genetics?
Right.
No, look at the ears.
No. The Gemara gave. The Gemara provided telltale signs. Long ears, short tail. Short ears, long tail. Right.
No, but he's saying that looks that they're alike in terms of their appearance, not in terms of their genetic makeup.
Correct. Well, I mean, in this regard, the appearance is going to tell the genetic makeup. Right.
In general, to mate a horse and a donkey to produce a mule?
Right. So, in other words, we're not allowed to cross. So how do we get the mule? We didn't do it. Meaning,
can we get benefit
from you can get benefit from the product. The only kalim that you cannot get benefit from is the planting, the seeds. No. You can get benefit from the seeds.
No. You cannot keep or get any benefit.
There are apples and pears that.
What, tangerines? Wheat tangerines?
We cannot keep them. We cannot maintain them. You've got to destroy them if you have the seeds.
A tangerine?
No, can we get benefit from somebody else? Like, you know, there's this apple and pear thing now in the market, right?
Yeah. No. You can. What do you mean? You can eat it.
You cannot keep a vineyard that's got key lime.
Correct. I understand what you're saying. Right?
No, you're saying if somebody else produces, can you use it?
Pentikdash, right?
Okay. Yeah, Pentikdash Amaleya. But you have to. You know, he's right. You have to destroy it. So, but one sense. So once you harvest it, now it's okay. Is that the?
Where does it? And it's already in several generations. So
we're now talking about the next generation. Right. In other words, once it's actually produced. Okay. Right. There's some point in the middle where it becomes okay.
Can you graft trees together?
Grafting is different. In other words, as long as it's the same species, you can graft. We're talking now. Right, we're talking about different types, different species. Okay, anyway. Okay. Amakas Avein Choshen Lezerav. Now, in order to arrive at that conclusion, so number one, we're not Choshes Lezerav. So, and Simonim Da'araisa. One other point to consider, which is the following. Meaning, in order for Rabbi Abba to allow the mules to be connected one to another, and he told his attendant, and I need you to check the mules in order to see what mom and dad are. My mom is a horse, dad's a horse. So he told his attendant, check it. And if it matches, if there's a match, so then you can hitch them together. So the Gemara says, in order to allow him to do that, it must be that these simanim work. And not just work, but work on a Torah level, because otherwise you'll be violating an Issa D'Araisa if you're wrong about the Simanim. So what you see clearly is that Simanim is a Din D'Araisa. Now Rashi says, look at this top Rashi. Interesting, Rashi. Rashi says, Midasamecha Simanim Vishari Suri Alayu Shmamina Hadasamchinana Simanim Bechazar Saveda Kedamina Be'elim Mitzios. We go back to the classic Gemara in Bab Mitzia. Right, the one we learned as kids, and the question whether or not I find a lost object, it doesn't have the person's name on it, but there are simanim, there are telltale signs that indicate who it belongs to, right? And if the person come and claim it and says, oh, I know it's mine, and here's my simon in order to indicate that it's mine, so based on that you return the object. The Gemara Bava Metzia wonders, does that work on a Torah level or is that just a din derabanan? Now, can that work just on a din derabanan? The answer is sure. Sure it could work on a din derabanan. Because when it comes to money, chachamim have that power when it comes to money to just simply say, hey, that money doesn't belong to you, belongs to him. That's what's called hefker based in hefker. So in the world of Bava Metzia, in the world of Mamonos and Chazaras Aveda, we can entertain the discussion, does it work on a Daraisa level, does it work on a Darabanan level? Because even if it's Darabanan, it still works by Chazar Saveda. But here, we're not talking about money. Here we're talking about Isurim. We're talking about Isur V'Heter. So it's one of two things. Either it works, and it works on a Daraisa level, or it doesn't work at all. The Chachamim cannot bypass by simply saying, yeah, we think Simanim work. No, either it works or it doesn't work. Rashi goes on to say, look, when it comes to money, the Chachamim can do that. But b'isura mimatsu mitakne, but they can't do that by Isra v'heter, el shmamin adaraisa hi. So you see that Simanim work on a daraisa level. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay?
Oh. If you tell us what was written on the ring, or give us what color the glass is.
Oh, very good. Very good. That's different, right? Even if you hold that Simanim are Derabbanan, maybe you could say Siman Mufak is different. Okay, very good. Tanu Rabbanan, we continue now. We're in the Gemara, we're in Ayin Testament Beis. Osav Esbano, Noeg Beklaim of Ikvi. So, Osav Esbano, it applies by Kalayim, it applies by crossed animals, and it applies by this animal, this unknown animal. Stay tuned later this morning, hopefully. Later this morning, we're going to discuss what exactly this is, this mystery. I told you, it's a mystery even how to pronounce it. I'll say Kvi and everyone's going to correct me. No, that's not how you say it. You say Koi. Okay? I get it. Part of the mystery. So, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Kalaim Habamina Ezem and Arachal, also Vesbenon Oigbo. So, Rabbi Lazar says, look, if the child is from an Aes and from a Rachel, so Osav Esbano is Noeg Bo, but a Koi, or Kvi, ain't Osav Esbano Noeg Bo. So Amar of Chista, Aesu Kvi, Shenech Lukubo, Rebbe Lazar V'Chachamim, Zeh Abayim Enatay Shem Netzviya. What are we arguing about right now? I mean, what's going on over here? What's the debate? So, we know for sure that they're arguing about the Koi. That we know for sure. What is it? So the Gemara says it's talking about where dad was a goat, mom is a deer. Okay? I know this is just going to take a lot to follow just in terms of the family pattern over here, right? Look, family history. I know it's very important. So it's going to take just a little bit of thought just to get that down. So dad is a goat, mom's a deer. Now, Osav Esbano only applies by Behema, doesn't apply by Chai, doesn't apply by wild animals. Okay. Hey Chidami. Ilema b'tai shabala tzviya v'yalda v'kashachila u'levra. So the Gemara says, well, dad's a goat and mom's a deer, right? And you gave birth, and you shechted her and the son. V'ham rev chista ha'komodin b'hi tzviya u'vna tai shapater se u'vno amarechman v'lo tzviya u'vno. Look, that's not even in the discussion. It can't even be in the discussion because mom's not a behema. There is no iser of Osav Esbano by a chaya. So there's no, there's no discussion. That's for sure okay. Ela b'tzvi habala taisha. So here's where the discussion / debate takes place. Dad's a deer and mom's a goat. Goat's a behema. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. V'yalda v'kashachi la'u l'vra. And what happened is that it gave birth, meaning the goat, gave birth to this animal. So this animal now is a cross. It's a cross between a behema and a chaya, and mom is the behema. V'ham rev chista ha'komon b'hi taisho v'na tzvi, shechayiv sam rechmano v'no kol dehu. So the Gemara says that's also not even up for debate. Meaning, because if mom's a goat, and you're shechting the mother and its child, you for sure violated Osav Esbano. Oh, what do you want to tell me? Well, the child's a part deer. So what? So what? The child is right now the child of a goat. So mom is a goat, and this child is an offspring of a goat. Granted that dad may or may not have inserted, halachically, his chaya into this animal, but so what? That's also not up for discussion. So the Gemara says, okay, again, we're looking for that sweet spot. We're looking for there's got to be some middle ground because we know there's a debate between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim. The Braisa told us there's a debate. Where's the debate? So the Gemara suggests it goes like this. La'olam b'tai shabalat tzviya. Okay. So we're going to go back to our goat-deer combination. Dad's a goat, mom's a... Mom is a deer. V'yaldala bas. Okay, and they gave birth to a daughter. Not a son, a daughter. Okay, now this daughter is a deer goat. Let's be specific about what it is, okay? Because it's important. It is a goat deer, right? Dad's first, okay? It's a goat deer, and v'yalda bas ubas yalda ben, and then now into generation number three, okay? So here we have a three generational family history. First generation is, right, goat and deer. Okay, Taish and Tzvia. It's better to say in Hebrew because then you hear the gender, right? In the English you don't hear it. So it's a Taish and Tzvia. So the first generation, mom's a deer. They give birth. So this daughter that they gave birth to, middle generation, it's a cross. It's a cross between a goat and a deer. And then that gives birth to another generation. Now you're starting to see the picture. V'kashachi lau levra. Rabbanan sarei choshishin lezera aha. So the Chachamim will say like this. Look. Meaning, dad's input is input. So that means that this middle generation, this daughter, right? Sandwiched between the parents and the grandchild. This middle generation has a father as a goat. This middle generation is part goat. Se ve'afilu mitzaseh. And Rabbi Elazar Samrei, choshin lezera'av, ve'se ve'afilu mitzaseh lo aminan. And Rabbi Elazar will tell you, no, doesn't matter. Dad's input, legally speaking, is nothing. So then what you have over here, this middle generation, is it's a deer. That's it, period. And so therefore the prohibition of Osav Espino doesn't apply. So the Gemara says, you know what you just did. Well, before we get to that point, you know what you just did? You just basically took a machlokus between the Chachamim and Rav Elazar, and you turned it into the beginning of this morning's daf. Meaning, we're back to where we started from. The whole discussion started. Do we regard the father? Do we not regard the father? And that was a machlokus between Chananya and the Chachamim. And now, here we are, in some machlokus between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim, and it's now much more complex, but the issue is the same issue. So, and the Gemara says, what did you just do? V'liflag b'choshen l'zarav, b'plukta de Chananya v'Rabbanan. So just, let's go back to Chananya the Chachamim. That's their issue. So, ipli gibayi av amina b'hafilo Rabbanan modus sevefilo mixaselo amina kamash malan. So the Gemara says, no, but there is one feature that we added over here that we didn't see earlier. And that is, in order for the prohibition of Osav Espino to apply, you don't have to be 100% goat. You just have to be a little bit goat. Right. So that's what we gained from this Chachamim Rav Elazar Raisa. That Seve Afilo Mixaseh. The Ha did not, so the Gemara says, okay, how about this? Mishnah and Beitza. Koi and Shochten Osav Yomtov. Now, you know on Yomtov you're allowed to eat. Well, you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat on Shabbos as well. On Yontav, you're allowed to cook and you're allowed to prepare food that's EFSHA that you could not have done prior to Yontav, including you're allowed to shecht. You're allowed to shecht an animal on Yontav. Okay. Now we know that when it comes to shechting, there's a mitzvah of kisui adam that you cover the blood. The mitzvah of covering the blood only applies to a chaya. It does not apply to a behema. You have this koi. This koi is a cross between a behema and a chaya. The Mishnah on Beitzah says you can't shecht an Yontav. This is interesting. The reason why you can't shecht an Yontav is I don't know after I shecht it if I need to cover the blood or I don't need to cover the blood. Covering the blood means I got to pick up dirt and put it on top of the blood. Mitzvah Kisur Adam, next parak, sixth parak of Chulin. We'll talk about the mitzvah in more detail. But that's the mitzvah. On Yontav, if I shecht my koi, I don't know if I need to do it or not. And therefore, I'll be picking up dirt on Yontav, perhaps for no reason. Perhaps. Right. And now the problem is, it's really a mukzah issue. Okay? You're not allowed to, if I know for sure it's a chaya, okay, so first Mishnah and Beitza. So then you that's part of the shechita. You pick up dirt. You got to prepare the dirt before yantiv. Okay, good. Mishnah and beitza. But if I don't know, so then I shouldn't shecht it to begin with. Okay. Now, what if you do shecht it? Okay, you shouldn't. But what if you did? So enjoy the animal. Enjoy the meat on yantiv. But as far as covering the blood, don't cover the blood because you don't know. And since it's yantiv, and since it's muksa to pick up the dirt, so therefore don't. Okay, now that's the mission in Beitza.
B'may askina. You prepared the dirt, then you can check
it,
just like any other.
Oh no! Only if you know it's only if it's absolutely a chaya. The problem here is that you don't even know if it's a chaya. It could be a behemoth. Now the Gemara continues.
Right.
B'may askina. Ilema b'taya shaba al hatzvia. If we're talking about where mom's a goat and dad is a sorry. Dad is a goat and mom is a deer. V'yalda bein l'rabban bein l'rabbi Lezer l'shcha v'lichse tzvi v'afil mikset tzvi. So the Gemara says that for sure can't be what we're talking about because it's got a little bit of deer, right? It's got a little bit of deer going on in it. If mom is a deer, in the very least, and everybody agrees to it, and so therefore for sure you should cover the blood because tzvi v'afil mikset tzvi ela b'tzvi abala taisha v'yalda. So the Gemara says, okay, no, it's talking about a case where dad is a deer and mom is a goat. And now, Ilar Rabban Lishcha V'lich say, now according to the Chachamim, look, Choshishin, meaning, yeah, dad is there. Dad's in the child. So then Shecht and cover. And Ilar Rav Elazar Lishcha V'lich say, and according to Rav Elazar, ain't Choshishin. We don't care about dad. Dad's not regarded. So la'olam b'tzvi abala taisha v'rabban zefuki mesafka lui choshen lezer avin ein choshen. So the Gemara says, so what do you see over here? Again, same basic principle. That according to the Chachamim, the case is where it is dad's a deer, mom's a goat. And according to the Chachamim, don't shecht. Why? Because I don't know. We don't know whether we're choshesh lezerav or not choshesh lezerav. Now, what does that mean? It means that for the Chachamim, they don't know, but according to Rav Elazar, they do know. And they do know that we don't regard the father. So the Gemara says, how about this? Consider the following. Another nafkamina, another practical application of this debate, whether I regard the father or I don't regard the father. Again, another perek in Chulin we're going to be learning about later on is Zor L'chai V'keva. Every time you shecht an animal, you must give portions of this animal to a kohen. This is talking about every animal. This is the portions that you have to give is the zroa, the front right arm, l'chaya, the cheek of the animal, and the keva, and the fourth stomach of the animal. These must be given to a kohen from every animal. But the mitzvah of zroa l'chaya keva only applies to animals which are behema, not to chaya. Says the Mishnah. Or is it a brisa? I think it's a brisa. Hazor l'chaim v'keva no'agim b'koi u'v'klayim. If I have an animal which is a crossed animal, I got to give the parts to the kohen. Rebbe Lazar, omer b'klayim abba min ha'ezim min ha'rachel chai v'matanos. Min ha'koi pata min ha'matanos. If it's a koi, which means that it's a cross between a behem and a chaya, I don't have to give. Now, b'may eskinan. Once again, here we are again. What are we talking about? Ilema b'tai shabala tzviya. Look, if mom is a deer, v'yalda bishlam ala Rebbe Lazar tepata kasefa sevefi l'mekseso lo arminan. Look, from Rebbe Lazar's standpoint, mom is a deer, we don't care about dad. So, I understand. So, of course, we're not going to give the parts to the kohen because this product is a deer, according to Rebbe Lazar. But according to the Chachamim, remember, what was our conclusion for the Chachamim? I don't know. Now, think about it over here. Think about it over here. When you say, I don't know, in the world of Isurim, so obviously you have to take a step back and say, well, if we don't know, we're going to be cautious. In the world of money, whenever you say, I don't know, what's the rule? Hamotzi mechavero alav haraya. If you're taking money away from somebody, possession in halacha is 10/10 of the law, more than 9/10. It's 10/10 of the law. So if you're taking money away from somebody and the kohen's coming over to the guy knocking on his door and said, "What? I heard you just shechted a koi." So the guy says, "Sure, I did," right? And it's a cross between two animals, and dad is a deer. So now let me tell you something. We don't know, meaning we're right now on the side of the Chachamim. We don't know if we are taking dad's input into account or not, right? Is dad represented in the child? Maybe yes, maybe no. But I'll tell you this, you're not taking it away from me. Meaning, because the only way you're coming and taking away from me is you know absolutely that dad's going to be disregarded, but you don't know. So you're not going to take it away from me. So the Gemara says, so why, according to the Chachamim, would somebody come over and take the Zohar L'Chaim V'Keva from such a product, right, from such a union? So the Gemara is the Yalda. So the Gemara says we're talking about a case where mom is a goat and dad's a deer. So look, according to the Chachamim, you are obligated in half, right? That instant. But according to Rabbi Lazar, then if that's true, you should be chayv everything, because according to Rav Elazar says, I don't regard dad at all. So la olam b'tzviha ba'ala taisha v'yalda. So the Gemara says like this, and we are now going to go into a new phase of this whole discussion. I want you to know, as sugyas go, this is a complex sugya. Meaning, because just the cases alone are complex, because obviously there's a number of permutations. And then what the Gemara does is that at each stage of the sugya, the Gemara now gets to a new understanding. And here, la'olam b'tzviya ba'ala taisha. The Gemara says, look, we're going to be talking about a case now where dad's a deer and mom is a goat. The yalda. And I will say this. Up till now, we've been saying that according to Rav Elazar, I don't care about dad. Dad doesn't have any input. The Gemara says, no, we're going to change our tune about that. According to Rav Elazar, no, I don't. Just like the Chachamim say, I don't know if dad has input. Rav Elazar agrees, I don't know if dad has input. Okay. So if this is correct, if this is now our new understanding, so what's the debate? I have a brisa that says that when it comes to your koi giving birth, so do I need to give Zohar L'Chaim Keva to the kohen? So the brisa says, right, from a koi, he's not coming, he's not taking. And the Chachamim say, no, he'll come and he'll take. But what's the debate if they're both agreeing? I don't know. So the Gemara says like this. But my pliki, so what are they arguing about? Please turn to the top of Daf Pei Amud Aleph, B'Seve Afilu Mikzaseh. So the Gemara says, here's our new understanding. We all agree that when you have a cross between a behemoth and a chaya, we all agree we don't know if the father's providing input or not. Meaning, as a conclusion, it's a suffix. We just don't know. But here's the point of contention. In order to be obligated in the mitzvah of Zohar L'Chaim V'Keva, does this child need to be 100% seh, which means behema, or can it be just part seh? Okay. So the afilu mixa seh. I'm sorry. So the chachamim, v'rabbanan savri seh, v'afilu mixa seh, according to the chachamim, doesn't have to be 100% seh. Doesn't have to be 100% animal, behema. It could be just part. Rabbi Elazar Savar Sev alone mixas that. And according to the Chachamim, no. Yeah, so right? So now it's good. Now you understand. So you have this kai. Dad's a deer. Dad's a chaya. Mom is a goat. Mom is a behema. And now it gives birth. Does dad have input? Maybe yes, maybe no. And let's even say yes. Okay? Let's even say that dad has input. But that means that this child, this offspring, is not 100% seh. The Chachamim will say, doesn't matter. It's got a little bit of seh going on. It's got some percentage of seh going on. You're chayv in the mitzvah of Zohar L'Chaim V'Keva. According to Rabbi Lazar, no. Because it must be 100% pure behema in order for you to have an obligation to give Zohar L'Chaim V'Keva. It's when the Torah uses the terminology of seh, what does it, we're really discussing that, what is the definition of seh? Seh means purebred, or no, seh means it's a mutt. It's got a little bit of seh going on in it. Amra Papa Hilkach Lini Kisu Adama Matana Slomashkacha Ela Bitsvi Abala Taisha. So now, let's wrap it up, because we're going to wrap up this discussion. So Rav Papa says, look, in the mitzvah of Kisu Adam, covering the blood, and the mitzvah of Matanas to a Kohen, so the case would be where dad's a deer and mom's a goat. The Bein LeRabban and Bein LeRabbelaz and Misafke LeChoshen LeZera Avalo. Look, everybody agrees now, our new understanding of the debate between the Chacham and Rav Elazar is that everyone agrees, Suffolk. We don't know if dad's input is an input, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. And what is the Nekudah Machlokis? The Nekudah Machlokis is, when we say Seh, what is the definition? Pure bread or even a mutt? Now on the front of Osav Esbeno, you can go either way, meaning mom's a goat and dad's a deer, or mom's a deer and dad's a goat. So B'taisha Balatzvia Uli Isur Derabanan Sarve Doma Choshen Lezeraav Sev Efilu Mixas Aminan VaAser. So from the standpoint of the Chachamim. Right, we got to worry. We got to worry about whether or not we're choshen lezerav. And Rabbi Elazar Savar Nehi Nami de choshen lezerav. Now, according to the Chachamim, look, I agree with you. Dad may or may not have input, and I don't know, and it's a suffix. But sev afilo mix a seh lo aminan. But in order to qualify in terms of what a seh is, a seh has to be a purebred. If it's not a purebred, it's not by definition a seh. B'tzvi haba ala taisha. And if I have mom being, I'm sorry, if I have dad being a deer and mom being a goat, Ula Malkus, Rabban and Savi Nehi Nami de Chayshin Lezeraav, Sevefilu Se Aminan, Umalkinale. That would mean according to the Chachamim. Right? I'm shechting mom and its child. Right? And dad was a deer. And we know, Osav Esbeno doesn't apply to a deer. And I take mom and its child and I shech them the same day. And someone comes over to me and says to me, you know, you're not allowed to do that. And he warns me. And I say, I don't care. Afal pi kein, I'm going to shecht it anyway. So according to the Chachamim, you're going to get Malkus. Because we know absolute terms, you violate the Isser Min HaTorah. Because you took the mother, which is a goat, / behema, you shecht it with its offspring. Granted, the offspring's not a purebred, but according to the Chachamim, so what? Offspring doesn't have to be a purebred. And Rabbi Lazar Savri Yisuri Ika Malkus Leke. Now, according to Rabbi Lazar, you're not allowed to do that, but you're not going to get Malkus. Why? Because according to Rabbi Lazar, if we disregard the father, so then fine. So then I have a goat whose product is a goat. If I don't disregard the father, so then I have a goat, but the product is a mutt. And we don't say it's sev afilo mix of sev. So the Gemara spells this out. Ika Malkus like Isur. I'm sorry. Isuri Ika Dilma in Choshen Lezeraav. Vahai Sem Al Yehu. Malkus like a Dilma Choshen Lezeraav. Vesev Afilo Mixa Selo Arminan. Okay. All right. I know. I know. As sugyas go, that was a tricky one. Okay. Let's wrap it up. Let's summarize. It's a lot. Really, it's a tough day. Let's summarize. Okay. We were discussing now a lot of halachas that really relate to whether or not I consider the father's input or not. We discussed in the context of Osav Esbeno, our perek. We discussed in the context of Kisu Adam, the next perek. And we discussed it in the context of Zror Lechai Vekeva, which comes up in the 10th perek of Chulin. So, right, your lottery numbers for today are going to be 5, 6, and 10. Okay, right. Those are the halachas that we discussed in the context of choshen lezeraav or ein choshen lezeraav. As a conclusion, the Gemara says we are really all in agreement. Suffolk. We don't know whether we regard the father or we do not regard the father. Maybe the father has input. Maybe he doesn't have input. So now, assuming that that's true, which the Gemara says is. Well, the only thing left for discussion and debate is when the Torah says, Osav Espinola, Sushchutu B'yamechad, you're not to shecht an animal and its offspring. Does the offspring have to be a purebred seh, or afilo miktat seh? Or even if it's not a purebred, even if it's just part seh, are you violating the Isser of Osav Espinola? and the same thing would be true for Kisur Adam, and the same thing would be true for Zorah Lechai Vekeva. Does it have to be a purebred, or even if it's just a little bit of set, is that going to be enough? That's subject to the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rebbe Lazar, and on that, the Halacha seems to side with the Chachamim that it has to be, I'm sorry, that does not have to be a purebred. Even if it has a little bit of seh, mixa seh, nevertheless, it's going to be considered a seh. And so therefore, for the halacha vosav espeno, you're not allowed to shech the mother and the offspring, even though the offspring is not a purebred, even though it doesn't have 100% seh, meaning even if dad is a deer, still can't shech mom and its daughter. In the world of kisui hadam, so when the Torah says that it has to be a chaya, you have to cover the blood of a chaya, even if it's not 100% bona fide chaya, even if it has a little bit of chaya, okay, you would have to cover the blood. In the world of Zorah Lechai Vekeva, so even though this is not 100% set, nevertheless, you have to give the portions over to the Kohen, sev afilo mixa set. Okay, that's where we're gonna stop today. Tomorrow, koi. We start with koi.